Благодарю.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me this opportunity to read this statement. On the process of the ratification by the Russian Federation of the ESPO Convention and harmonization of the convention with the national legislation in the area of environmental protections. As was reported previously, at the meetings of the working parties of ESPO in May of last year, the Environment Ministry compiled a draft bill on introducing amendments into the federal law on environmental protection and other legislation. This bill would imply the comprehensive harmonization with ESPO and the SEER protocol. This draft bill also resolves the problem of inclusion of EIA and state environmental assessment harmonization. The last version of the draft bill, after going through the coordination and agreement procedures, was accepted within the federal government. As a result, instructions were handed down by the Russian Federation government to exclude the section on SEA. The new text includes stipulations on EIA and state environmental assessments. The reference to conducting EIA in a transparent context were also excluded. The conventional principles, meanwhile, for implementing environmental assessments in the EIA system and the state environmental assessment systems remained in the text as discussed at previous planning stages. And so the new draft bill requires going through the coordination and consultation processes once again. Currently, comments are being collected and analyzed, proposals are being received, and the corresponding agencies of the Russian Federation government are working on this new process. I would also like to inform the Secretariat and other respected participants that in July 2020 in Moscow, we held another session of the Tehran Convention Group. The delegation of the Russian Federation was headed by the Minister for Natural Resources and the Ecology, Dmitry Kabulkin. The ministers for the environment and representative Azerbaijan, Iran, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan all participated. That was on 20th of July 2018 in Moscow. The main conclusion was the signing of the Caspian states of the protocol to the Tehran Convention. It is adopted thus 15 years after the signing of the convention itself in 2003. This protocol supports the practical implementation of the Tehran Convention to protect the environment of the Caspian Sea. On behalf of the Russian Federation, the protocol was signed by Minister Kabulkin. The Russian Federation has thus signed the protocol to the Tehran Convention, and this we expect to play a decisive role in the protection of the marine environment of the Caspian, as well as achieving progress in protecting the ecology and environment and safety. The Russian Federation has a vested interest in ensuring more success in the implementing the Tehran Convention. Since signing in 2003, we've played a key role in regional environmental cooperation. The signing of the EIA protocol following the fourth Caspian summit that took place on 29 September 2014 is also a major result protecting the Caspian environment and follows also the 12th of August 2018 summit in Aktau, Kazakhstan, which had the signing of the Convention on the Legal Status of the Caspian Sea. I would like to underscore that work is continuing to harmonize Russian legislation with the full implementation of the ESPO Convention tools in planning and implementing international and border projects. The Russian Federation looks forward to continuing our fruitful cooperation with the Secretariat of the ESPO Convention. Thank you for your attention.